The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture says, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you." I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Where does the greatness that Jesus refers to in the gospel today about John the Baptist best seen or portrayed? The greatness of John is best seen in his understanding of his role in reference to Jesus. That he was a harbinger, or using the words in the gospel today from the prophets, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you." That is John the Baptist. He knew by heart his vocation. When he was asked if he was the anticipated Messiah, he said that he was not even worthy to loosen the tongs of the Messiah's sandals. Loosening the tongs or removing the sandals of another was reserved for slaves. And even that role, he found himself unworthy to do. What a remarkable manifestation of humility. John's greatness is seen in his readiness to take the second place and point people towards Jesus. Are there situations in my life where I am asked to take a second place? The person in second place is often necessary but not prominent. And do I find happiness, joy, and contentment with second place, like John the Baptist? And do I feel God's affirmation of me in taking a second place? Or is there a stinging complaint in my heart to want the first place, the most prominent spot all the time, whether it's about my opinion, my views, and with other things? Among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. What did Jesus mean by this? That the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he? Well, because John the Baptist would not have seen the fulfillment of the kingdom of God because of his impending death. So even the least in the kingdom is more fortunate than him because of what they would have witnessed, or what we have witnessed about the works of Jesus. and the continuing works of the Holy Spirit. There is no doubt, though, that John the Baptist is enjoying eternal rewards. But he did not see the fulfillment of the inauguration of God's kingdom in his lifetime. Do you feel great and blessed for having seen and witnessed God's redeeming, saving, and most loving work in Jesus and his continuing work each day in your life? If you do, then you are greater than John the Baptist, because you have been reborn not of any woman, but by the very Spirit of God in baptism. As what God continues to affirm from the very beginning, using the words in the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken, my love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you.